I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, a group of lawmakers has been formed to study solutions to keeping Georgia schools safe from gun violence. The Senate School Safety Study Committee was formed by Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. Members will meet with parents, teachers, and students across the state to identify opportunities for improvement in school safety plans. According to the AJC, the State House has already put together a similar committee that's set to meet for the first time today. House Bill 763 created Georgia's Safe Schools Grant Program, which will provide $16 million in funding to school systems. Some new graduates of Georgia State University are calling for a do-over after their ceremony was cut short due to the threat of thunderstorms. The AJC reports that about 1,500 people have signed a petition asking for Georgia State to redo the graduation for College of Arts and Science students that took place Thursday evening. Rain forced the students to move underground, then back to their seats for an abridged ceremony. And they didn't have their names called, and they weren't able to walk individually to receive their diplomas. School officials say they're sorry, but safety was the primary concern, and they have no plans to redo the ceremony. The Atlanta Hawks have reached an agreement with former Philadelphia assistant Lloyd Pierce to become the team's new head coach. Pierce spent the last decade as an assistant coach in Cleveland, Golden State, Memphis, and Philadelphia. He'll replace former Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer, who parted ways with the team at the end of last season. The Hawks will officially introduce Pierce in a press conference today here in Atlanta. Atlanta United increased their first-place lead yesterday after defeating Orlando City 2-1. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Rainy weather on the field didn't damper the heated rivalry between Atlanta and Orlando. Joseph Martinez put United ahead early with his league-leading eighth goal of the season, much to the dismay of the Orlando crowd.
Martinez steps up and scores. Atlanta United have the lead.
Ezekiel Barco added a second goal later in the half, giving Atlanta just enough cushion to earn the victory. With the win, United now sits 4 points ahead of Columbus for first place in the Eastern Conference. Atlanta returns to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Sunday to face the New York Red Bulls. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Four soldiers based in Georgia have won the title of the Army's Best Tank Crew. The 2nd Brigade Armored Combat Team at Fort Stewart won the 2018 Sullivan Cup after a week-long competition against 15 of the top tank crews from the Army, Marine Corps, and other allied militaries. The competition is held every 2 years at Fort Benning, and it tests four-person tank crews on maneuver and gunnery skills, as well as other fundamentals. Fort Stewart officials say the winning crew is one of the newest tank crews in the Army. The 2nd Brigade converted from infantry to armor last fall as the Army sought to increase the number of tanks in its ranks. The Atlanta Police Department is accepting applications for an upcoming Citizens Police Academy. The AJC reports that the program will provide the public with an interactive look inside police work. It includes approximately 24 hours of instruction with topics that include crime lab, identity theft, use of force, and homicide investigations. Potential candidates must be at least 21 years old with no felonies or recent misdemeanor convictions. The 8-week course is scheduled to begin later this month. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.